So una know say last time we do top 12 hottest anime male characters. This time around we are back again, oh. And you know that time before I ended that episode, I said women own, female characters own go show, go follow. And this time around, I have our female characters here. You can give them a round of applause. Because today I have 20 of them. They are cheating men with 8 additional characters. You know, see men own are 12. But women own today. Female characters, we have 20 of them. And yeah, this is from Anime Galaxy. And without wasting much time, here are top 20 hottest female characters in anime slash manga history. But these people won't choke, they say anime and manga history. So in the entire history of anime and manga, the 20 female characters I will mention now, according to Anime Galaxy, now them be the hottest. So it says, on how many instances does it happen to you that you got dazzled by the charming beauty of the anime heroine right next to you on the screen? You understand? When you watch anime, you could just see one character where you, physically, you go feel them. I did sure say the time where they call male characters the our women in real life. Oh, when I know waiting, I they talk now. When you see a hot anime male character, or you see a hot anime female character, as an otaku, you get how it will do you. So this is what we are seeing here, most probably every time. And if we talk about the series like Bleach and One Piece alone, then they are stacked with some of the hottest female characters in anime history. Can you see? Bleach and One Piece, the two anime that have been saying I will watch, they have the hottest anime characters, and I'm still here, not yet watching it. I'm disappointed. There are tons of female characters in anime and manga history who possess an appealing personality and, of course, the hotness. Whether you talk about their physique, intellect, sexiness, or beauty, they perfect 10 in every department. However, this sometimes leads to a serious debate over who is the hottest anime girl of all time. If they go even ask me this one now, Seth, me personally, they'll say, young man, who is your hottest anime, you know? I know if you think, okay, let me see. Shall maybe before the end of this episode, I should have a character on my mind where I will see I did down for. You understand? Like then they will not just want to pick any careless one. Me Mamekai, because you don't get so many animes where I don't watch too. So let me just go down to and check and see who will be worthy of my anime be. So the 20th hottest anime female character is 02. And this character is from the anime Darling in the Franxx. So just before we continue, forget, I know you even mentioned, see, you get some characters, maybe we will know them, some will know, as usual now, you know, as I used to say it. So yes, coming back to our character here, this is 02, now numbers with this one, from Darling in Franxx. Yeah, looking at the picture here, now wait till I go use miss this episode with that. If not, I feel like they show now this picture, so but Yeah, just picture this character in your mind. Just picture a beautiful character with pink hair. Just picture any drum for yourself, you know. That's if you never see the anime. Draw an anime character wearing like a red uniform with pink hair. That's 02. And yeah, for me, I'll say she's cute. Yes, she's cute. She's our number 20. I don't know much about her, but she's number 20. I've never seen the anime. Coming down to number 19. Number 19 is Yumiko Jabami from Kagekuryo Twin. That's the name of the anime. And this character, yeah, her eyes they red. She they wear red top to her hair. She did alright, Sha. She did alright. I don't know the anime she come off. I don't even know anything about her. She just did me. So yeah. Now number 19 should be. Number 18, Sha. I know number 18. And number 18, yes. Death. Me as I even did this number 18, they do me like Asuna small picking should be. Sha, this is Asuna from Sword Art Online. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think she, nah, yeah, they're supposed to be teenagers' number. You understand? No be game that they play, something online. I don't forget how they be, but yeah, Asuna from Sword Art Online, and she's the 18th hottest anime character. I agree with this one. Oh boy, this one, why I see, okay, the picture busts my head. Like the picture I did check out like this, she just tick everywhere. No be lie. This is Mira Jane Strauss from Fairy Tail. I did tell you, say, if you never watch this anime, just google the name of this character and I make you see what I did see here. Number 17. I agree. This one's supposed to even be like top 10 safe. Oh boy. Coming down to number 16. Number 16, yes, I'll be this one. She's from My Hero Academia. And this is Yui Takeyama. So, now no mountain lady, whether a giant lady. That girl with the big, well, yeah. Why she be that? And she did all right, but me, yeah, she's just, you understand, she get the curves, everything, though, and they emphasize on her, but she not to, I know they are game like that. But this number 15 now is, I just saw the picture, she just looked at me. And yes, number 15. Number 15 is good. This is Maki Uzi from Fire Force. I started watching Fire Force. I just watched like two episodes. I can't drop them. I fuck up. Maybe I don't see this character well, sure. But whenever I pick up the anime, I'm sure I will see more of it. Coming down to number 14, the 14th hottest female anime character is Hibana. From Fire Force. Another Fire Force. Fire Force the vessel. And yeah, this character is definitely good looking. Like Fire Force, and they are hot, you understand? Fire is hot. Now you make their female characters the hot. So yeah, this is Hibana from Fire Force. Fire Force just carry 13 and 15 and 14 at the same time. Coming down to 13, as I see this 13 remind me of one character from Naruto, like that. Hakuba, let me that name self. Yeah, but this character is from One Piece. The character's name is Boa Hancock. So yeah, Boa Hancock, you resemble Haku from Naruto. And ironically, she's wearing snake earrings. That's if this one a woman or a man. I don't even know what's up there. So yeah, that's number 13. Number 12. The 12th. I agree with this one. The 12th hottest anime character is Irina Jelavic. Yeah, Irina Jelavic. And she's from Assassination Classroom. So if you watch Assassination Classroom, me and I don't watch Amu. So now for this side, I get out. Yes, I know who this character is and I've seen her. And I can agree that she should be on this list. She's our 12th anime hottest character. Go Google Amu. All these characters, anyway, way they feel like they are overhype, and go check out so that you see what's there. Number 11. The 11th hottest character. I don't know, by the way, if these characters are arranged in like ranking them from, you know, least hottest to most hottest, you understand? When I see Visha, this number 11, why I even brought this up is because I go see me and Ogri. Because I feel say this Assassination Classroom chick suppose rank higher than this one where I want to call now. The one I'm about to call is Rangiku Matsumoto, and she's from Bleach. So I've not seen Bleach. Maybe you get, maybe as the animation can they upgrade or something, she can't define the follow like that. But me, I don't know what's up, Sha, for here. And she did alright, Sha, but me, I know today a game like that. Coming down to number 10, the 10th hottest anime character. And I think this one, you get the kind of vibe where they get for this one. You understand? Maybe it's because I've not seen the anime. This is your Foga from Spy Family. So this character, she they give me one kind of Mikasa vibe. Maybe not because I don't see their pictures online. I'm sure maybe you must have crossed the, come across it too. If you follow some anime pages, you'll see like a side-by-side photo of Mikasa and your Foga. So I don't know if I'm pronouncing the names properly, Sha, but Spy Family is an anime that I will definitely check it out. And coming down to number 9, the 9th female hottest anime character is Faye Valentine. I don't know if that's a Valentine. Faye Valentine from Cowboy Bebop. So Cowboy Bebop is an anime that anytime you search for top 10 anime, no matter what year you are searching, you'll see say the thing will come out. So yeah, Sha, the photo of this character that they are using here is inviting. You understand? And yeah, since I haven't seen the anime, I don't really know if to say she should rank higher or less. But yeah, I think she's okay here. She's drinking coke. Coming down to number 8, the 8th character here is from, I think, a recent anime. I never even see this one. And this is Makima from Chainsaw Man. So yeah, this character, I like the design of this character, and she actually looks beautiful. And the eyes look like a yellow Rinnegan. I don't know what's happening there, but yeah, she's our 8th hottest anime character. You know, today we are own anime come out, but she don't already the list. Good for you. And good for your anime too. I just they see Chainsaw Adisha. I don't even know what's happening there, but I'm sure by the time I start watching it, it will make sense. I'm just seeing Chainsaw and blood and teddy bear and some kind of stuff like that. So coming down to number 7, the 7th hottest female anime character is Azra Scarlet, and she's from Fairy Tail. Yeah, the first thing I can say about this character is hair. Her hair plenty. And she has a lot of swords here. Yeah. Me, I know to Sabia because I never see the anime. But I'm sure maybe she's a badass. Maybe not the badass Rina Ingo entice people the more. You understand? And she, yeah, she's wearing some, I think, fighting outfit, yeah. I'm just trying to observe me. But anyway, Sha, she's our number 7. Coming down to number 6. The 6th hottest female character in anime is Akino Himejima. And she's from High School DxD. So this show, High School DxD, I don't really know within the sub there. But it's among the anime that I know that, yes, one day I'll say, let me watch it. You understand? And yeah, this character, I like how this character, I like how her front is drawn. The Bobby. They drew it well, as if they're drawing hentai. Not that I've seen hentai. Coming down to number 5, the 5th anime hottest character here is Nico Robin from One Piece. Yeah, I never watched One Piece, so I don't know what I see here. But okay, yeah, if you see front, she get front here, but yeah, maybe till I watch One Piece before I will be able to observe the more I understand. Like, I need to understand, you understand. Coming down to number 4, the 4th hottest anime character. The 4th one here is Albedo from Overlord. So this character looks like a half, wait, it looks like a child of Orochimaru. Imagine if Orochimaru looks like a child with horns. That's what this character looks like. So, Sha, I never see the anime, or maybe I just did talk with him, I don't know for here. But from the picture I'm seeing, that's what I'm seeing here. Anyways, you can do quick Google search if you don't know what this character looks like to see what is happening. You can be listening to the podcast and be doing the Google search. You understand? Coming down to number 3 here, the 3rd hottest anime character. I agree with this one. And why I like this one is because I love the show. This is S-Death from Akame ga Kill. So S-Death is our ice queen. You know her now. If you've seen the show, you know how cold-hearted she can be. So S-Death is our 3rd hottest anime character. And I absolutely agree. Coming down to number 2, another High School DxD. High School DxD has won for this list today. 3 characters now from one show. This character is Reyes Grimrory. I hope I'm pronouncing it well. But yeah, once again, they nailed the hentai kind of looking animation. I don't know why I'm just saying hentai kind of looking animation, Shah. But I just like the art style and how they draw the fronts, the packages in the front, you understand? The artist know what he's doing with his pencil. So yeah, this character Reyes Grimrory is our 2nd hottest anime female character. And number 1, Sha, this number 1, it could be very controversial. This is Fubuki from One Punch Man. So I know that chick we get short hair, we her sister and she be tornado girl like that. So yeah, it'd be like say I just spoiled something. Anyway, Sha, I believe all of you are caught up and up to speed with One Punch Man. Anyways, these are our top 20 hottest anime female characters. Please let me know if you would like to see a similar list, but maybe from someone else. You know, say Facebook sometimes they do their own. Maybe Hisoka feed doing own list. You understand? Maybe I can just find something. So if you would like to see another list of hottest female characters or male characters, anyone, just let us know. You can leave a comment, you know, you can let me know, you can let everybody know. You understand? Leave a comment on Instagram. The Instagram page is Black Whip Podcast. Facebook too is Black Whip Podcast. So you can leave your comments there. You can also send the DM. Let's chat so that we'll know how to move the podcast further. Anyways, thank you all for listening. This is our top 20 hottest female character. In short, before I go, I think they wrote something down here. Make I just see what's in there right here. Which hottest anime girl would you want as your girlfriend? That's from this list. Okay, if I'll go through the list now, make I see all the people I mentioned here. I think number 17, another first one where I see I did tell you that's this Mira Jane Strauss from Fairy Tail. When I do, I go pick ASAP. Man, she will be my pico. So feel free to comment down your thoughts and make sure to recommend us. Yeah, that's the normal thing. So anyways, you can also leave your own recommendations on the pod. There's a question there, you answer it. Which character would you pick from, you know, the hottest female characters? You can respond to this too, to the male characters. That one too also the and yeah, let's interact. So thank you all for listening to this pod. Until the next episode of Black Whip Podcast, I'm sure you enjoyed this episode now. No cap. No how we go say listen to this episode, you know, enjoy it. Don't forget to share the podcast with people who watch anime. Because not only anime watchers will enjoy the pod. They are the only ones that will get the references and every other thing that we are doing here. So yeah, share the pod. Until the next episode, bye bye.